Hey folks, Stuart Little here, and in this audio boot I'm going to describe to you how to edit your brushes using the preset manager. So if you launch Photoshop, first thing you need to do is press V in the keyboard. This will take you to your move tool. You don't have to do this, but it kind of keeps things organized. Then if you look to the top left of Photoshop, you'll see the move tool preset icon. It's in the options bar. Click on the little down arrow next to that move tool icon. This will then take you into your presets. From there, click on the little grey circle with the black arrow that faces to the right. It's on the right hand side of the presets. If you click on that, you will then get a sub menu. If you scroll halfway down there, you can then go to the preset manager. So that's the preset icon, then the sub menu, little grey arrow, and then the preset manager. Click on that. Then you'll see preset type. You can then select brushes, do Command or Control 1 if you want a keyboard shortcut. And this will show you all of your brushes effectively. Now once you've done that, you can then select whatever brush you want, doesn't really matter, and then do Command or Control A. This will give you the option to select all the brushes. And once you've done this, you will see that on the right hand side, you've got the option to either load or save a set. At this point, it's quite handy to effectively save a full set of brushes. So if you click Save Set, choose the location, give it a name, my brushes, whatever you want, click on save, and that will then save all the brushes. Once you've then done that, do Command or Control D. This will deselect all the brushes. And then, treat the brushes like photos. You can use a shift click command, so in other words, if you pick a row, click on the first brush on the left hand side of that row, hold down your shift key, and then click on the last brush on the right hand side. This will then shift click all the other brushes in between. Or you can do Command or Control and just manually click on and select or deselect brushes between rows at random. But the whole idea here is, once you've got the brushes that you want, you can then click Save Set again and save that as a custom set of brushes, which is really useful. It means you can basically pick and choose specific brushes out of many, many collections that you might have loaded into Photoshop, but you now want to make into a new collection to maybe put onto another computer. The final tip I'm going to give you on this one in the boot is basically using the Alt or Option key. This will allow you, when hovering over a brush, you will see a scissor icon, and this is basically allows you to delete a brush. Now before you go clicking, remember to back up all the brushes, because once you basically deselect a brush, delete it, you can't get it back. And that's why at the beginning of this tip I told you to save all the brushes, so hopefully you'll listen to me on that one. But if there's one or two brushes that you really really don't want to ever use, but they're stuck in the middle of the collection, then by all means go along and click them out and tidy up your brushes. Final tip for you, the brushes are awful small as a sort of thumbnail icon. If you click on, once again, the little grey button with the black arrow that faces the right, it's in the left next to the done button. This will take you into another preset submenu, and from there you can change the thumbnail size of your brushes from small thumbnail to large thumbnail. And you can also go down to text only if you wish to edit the name of the brush. So if you click on large thumbnail, you will then see a larger thumbnail of the brush, and especially when it comes to deleting and editing brushes out, this is an easier way to do it, because obviously you've got more surface area and real estate that you can actually work on as well. Don't forget, finally, if you grab the bottom right hand corner of the preset manager dialog box, you can stretch it out also if you have lots of brushes on the go. So there you go, that's the boot over and done with for today. Enjoy editing your brushes.